I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, and that means at 8:30 we'll be doing the check-in in partnership with the Bay Club. So we'll be listening for that. We'll be talking with Annie, Queen of the Bay Club, and that is happening at 8:30.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is open by appointment. Check them out. They've got an incredible selection of slab countertops and a huge pile of tile to choose from. You really might even want their help sorting through it. There's so much. So your new kitchen or bathroom could be looking great real soon. Again, All Natural Stone, open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Dublin!
And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. And this is sort of, we've had some bright side stories today, as it looks like Gavin was in the news yesterday saying, it looks like we're going to be able to hit phase three of this thing by June, which, you know, that's a real light at the end of the tunnel moment as long as things continue. We also saw hospitalizations down by half here in the Bay Area, and that's another really bright side story. And here's the other that I reported yesterday, a human trial for a vaccine by the biotech company Moderna has shown promising results. They're moving on to the next round of testing now. If the trials continue going well, the vaccine could potentially be approved by the end of this year. And that's
Stocks went crazy on that.
Yeah, I know. I told you guys that as we were leaving yesterday, that stocks went green and way up. So
yeah,
it's really good news. It's stuff that we really need to hear. And as restrictions begin to loosen, it's also helping people's mental health, as one of the things that's happened, even though many people have found themselves not having to commute, they've also found themselves out of work. And that's highly stressful when you're trying to deal with a pandemic situation. You're out of work. How are you even job interviewing?
Right.
I have to Zoom job interview if you even have possibilities out there.
Right. And then, you know, what is your orientation? Like, there's no place to go.
Right.
You know, so unless it's a work from home job, okay, so you have a job, but you're still SOL.
But as we're getting this good news, people are worrying less, they're sleeping better, and that's a real positive. So hopefully this continues to be the trend.
I don't want to say the end's in sight yet, but at least something's in sight.
Right, and we have to keep in mind that we're clinging to that because we need that, but the truth is this is something that many scientists are worried is just going to be a slide back if we're not careful right now. So
right.
I guess I feel obligated to say that as well. Here's another thing we've already kind of mentioned as we talk about all of the trips that have been canceled. One of my own, and I never plan stuff, but we had to cancel our trip to Mexico. 65% of Americans say they're planning more road trips this year after being cooped up the last few months. So summer travel is going to be busy. It's just going to be different.
Right.
I saw someone I follow. Actually, I think we had Laird on the show. I think he was promoting some cookbook or something, but Laird's a pro surfer and he he did a picture on his Instagram of himself in the airport. I think it was yesterday or the day before. It's an empty airport. I mean, it's him with nothing, not a person behind him for what appears to be a city block. Just empty.
It makes you... Human had also traveled yesterday and was at the airport. It sounds like the exact same photo. And I thought to myself, now's the effing time to travel.
I guess.
Of course, you can't go anywhere. And you can't do anything when you get there. And I don't even know if there's hotels and certainly no restaurants. So it's not the time to travel. But Jesus, traveling would be a pleasure if that's what airports actually looked like. It was scary. It looked post-apocalyptic.
Right.
Like, oh.
Yeah. It's definitely a different look than we're used to, which is usually the crowds of people
bustling
everywhere, right?
Yeah, bees in a hive.
Just over a third of us would rather drive than fly because it feels safer. And I guess people are willing to add the hours of their trip, travel right. time, I mean.
Well, you got to make it part of the adventure, right?
Right. Well, I was trying to think, is that something we could pull off even for this upcoming 4-day weekend? And as I start to get my head around it, the answer is no, not yet.
No. Yeah, we're talking about a day trip on Saturday where we just get in the car, we pack, we've got a lunch packed, we just go explore the beautiful places that are very near us, just a short drive, and we spend the day out. Just get out of these walls.
People's plan this summer, number one, is visit family we haven't seen because of this thing.
Yeah.
Trips to landmarks in your own state or neighboring states so that you're not going too far from home and visiting friends. Cross-country trips are on the list. I guess if you have an RV, you're self-contained and you can go anywhere you want.
Right, I guess. Right, you could stop at supermarkets and stock up. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess gas stations are still open.
On the list, I thought this was funny. Trips without family could also be a thing this year, as 62% of people say, you know what I need a break from?
Oh, yeah.
My family.
My family. Oh, you know where I'm going? Away. I'm going to go park down the street, and I'm going to live in my car.
Now, that could be a bad sign, or that could just be an honest moment someone's having where they feel like, look, no offense, I just... Yeah. And I had this, I told you guys I had this not too long ago where the missus was sort of like, hey, why don't you come down and join us? And I'm in the middle of playing guitar or something I was doing for myself. And I just felt like, when aren't we together? Give me a break. And it didn't go well. I mean, obviously, that's not the
way
people want. Right. That's not.
There's a gentle way to deliver that message.
Yeah, there is. And I've been told I'm tactless and I wasn't trying to be rude, but I had a moment where I was just like, you know what?
Well, I mean, like, look at it from her point of view. She's like, well, Christ, we've been together all day, and here I am still stuck with these two kids, and he's upstairs having fun. Hey, misery loves company, buddy.
I guess. I don't know. I thought that wasn't misery for her, but that's not, I mean, that's...
She wanted this.
Well.
No, I've heard you say it.
It's not very different. It's not very different from your own situation, is it?
You're not wrong. God, if this had happened when I was in quarantine when my kids were little, because man, those kids were a pain in the ass. Oh, God. Just who wanted these? Who said we should have kids?
Right.
I give them the evil eye over the top of my coffee.
No, I'm working very hard on not Minecrafting.
Right. You can't do that.
A full resentful castle as I'm like sitting over here, you know.
You guys are playing Minecraft, huh?
No, we haven't been, but it's the only thing I can liken it to, where you find yourself with these resentments going, where yay, look, the dishes have piled up. And what, again?
Yeah.
I mean, we just... Well,
we do craft our own lives despite what we tell ourselves.
Oh, my God.
That is funny, Vinny.
I'm doing
a Minecrafted myself.
Well, you know what
funny.
I mean, right? I'm trying to paint a picture with words. I don't know how else to explain it. But yes, there's definitely times where I'm like, again, with the dish full of, or the sink full of dishes.
It's so great that you love doing dishes.
But yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. for
how
your
I got
family.
So lucky for that yeah. duty to be mine. But yeah,
well, it's because you like it. You know, do what you like.
Right,
the chores will come.
Right. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
this was a trip. So I love bike riding. I've been riding bikes since I was a little kid. I raced BMX badly, but did race BMX. And I've been riding bikes my whole life. And I've been riding since we've been in quarantine because that's one of the ways I can get exercise. And obviously, we've been partnered up with Specialized every Christmas for what, 12 years?
Yes.
I don't know, but they've definitely been one of those companies where
they
just step up and do for the Bay Area. And they're right down here in Morgan Hill. Anyway, no. Is it Morgan Hill?
I think it is Morgan Hill. That sounds right.
Okay. They're in the far South Bay. Anyway, this article says, thinking of buying a bike? And I was.
Uh-huh.
Get ready for a very long wait. Bike sales are through the roof as this
wow.
pandemic has hit. A lot of people are like, well, I'm not going to be taking the bus anymore. I will ride my bike to work.
Yep.
And so bike sales.
Until winter.
If that's something you're thinking about, a bike purchase, you may want to get on that quick because yeah. they are
flying off the
demand.
Shelves.
Right.
Well, Morgan Hill.
Oh, Morgan
Thank
Hill.
Thank you.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you,
Specialized.
Our text
yeah,
number
I love
is
my Specialized bikes.
Me too. 800-400-3697. Let's check in with you guys. Good All morning right. to my favorite radio crew in the hospital waiting on a third generation listener to be born.
Oh, wow.
Baby Leo already knows Vinny's laugh. Sarah's singing voice and Bryn's sound effects. Love, Kate. Thank you.
Oh, Kate. Good luck.
We really would like to keep doing this.
We would. It is fun.
Vin, please remind people that all Santa Cruz County beaches are still closed from 11 to 5 daily. $1,000 fines are still being given out to non-Santa Cruz County residents caught here. There's no reason. There's a reason we only have 2 deaths here. Your friend Steve from the Sentinel. Yeah, that is an important thing. So my wife went down there with the kids, I want to say a couple days ago, and they went out in the morning and there was a rush of people early, and then everyone had to get off the beach unless you were doing some type of activity. So there's no doubt that that may change your Memorial weekend plans.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash?
A lot of people want to just hang at the beach. Right. In the trash, let me see. Well, I've got a bunch of music news, and we'll start with Billy Joe. He's been great in quarantine. It's been really fun. And what they're doing in Boston to raise a little money and get people out of their boredom after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.